Good morning. You're listening to WPRK Winter Park, Florida. And for the next hour, you'll be listening to The Sands Per Hour if you choose to listen to it.
But we really hope you do choose.
Yes.
To listen to it.
Choosing to listen to it on this Monday morning.
July 15th.
2013. And I'm Greg Golden.
My name is Mercedes.
And we will jump right into it. Our most pressing story coming right here in Florida, that being the verdict of the George Zimmerman trial.
Yes. If you may not have heard, on Saturday, after 16 hours of deliberation, the all-female, six-member jury found George Zimmerman not guilty on all charges, be they murder and or manslaughter. Which has really drawn a lot of response, especially in support of Trayvon Martin. And it's been a very big thing over the last few days, especially in the Sanford area and Seminole County area.
In the areas where it took place.
Where it took place, and, yes.
Really a lot of shock.
I think I had... You know, in cases like these, it's really difficult not to put the dreams or the thoughts of people, what they expect to see, into reality. I think a lot of times people were just assuming, oh, he'd get murder. If he didn't get murder, he'd get manslaughter. And even I had thought at one time. I was pretty sure I had said to people, you know, if he doesn't get murder, he's definitely getting manslaughter. This is, you know, I can't see how this is, won't be the case. And I think in the end, though, there are many reasons as to why we saw a not guilty verdict. But it's not, I don't think really at this time a lot of people care very much. As to why he became not guilty, I think it's people are just that visceral, especially the night of Saturday night when it happened. I think people were just very viscerally upset to see that to be the case. Some background, the judge in the case had said that, at the last moment that they could, the jury could charge George Zimmerman with, if not second degree murder, to a lesser, manslaughter, which pretty much the difference between murder and manslaughter is intent, and kind of the concept of whether it was an accident or if it was on purpose. But even that, the big thing that kind of came from the jury is saying that they said he was not guilty, but that didn't mean that he was innocent. I think that what this case shows is a classic example of guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, and also the concept of, you know, evidence and burden and proof. A lot of people, and I think one of the difficult things to understand is that when you're in a jury, you aren't given the sort of news information access that we all are. So we have been hearing about this case nonstop for the last few months. We have CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, all of them kind of doing specials on it and round-the-clock information. And we have access to the internet. These are all things that aren't given access to the jury. The whole idea is that the jury is made up of people who have no idea what the case is about, have no idea about any of the circumstances or whatnot, so they can give a, you know, what is seemed to be a truly unbiased opinion and looking straight in the evidence, just looking at the evidence without any bias. So it does become difficult when also you have to look at a case and in the eyes of the jury, they have to make an opinion, or if they have to make a decision, a unanimous decision, six-person decision, on whether somebody is guilty or not, and the obviously, fate of that person, you know, lays in the balance, and that is a big decision. So I do understand, the reasons for the jury. I think another issue as to why we saw a not guilty verdict was, the prosecution, and the way they handled it. In some circumstances, they went straight for murder in the beginning, and they didn't try and work for a lesser plea. They didn't argue for manslaughter in the beginning. They really didn't even describe the difference between murder and manslaughter to really give the jury a fair understanding between the two, and maybe potentially making manslaughter more of a viable option. Instead, it became very much, no, George Zimmerman, he did it. We know he did it. There was intent. There was malicious intent. And the other side, you know, the defense argued, no, there was an intent. You can't prove this. This isn't, you know, burden of proof is really a huge thing when it comes to these things, trials.
That was one of the controversial aspects of our last internationally followed Florida trial, being the Casey Anthony trial, in which they sought murder so intently that really the other charges weren't an option by the time the decision had to be made.
And I think that's, you know, an issue that the Florida prosecution has made once, it's made again, and I think that also when it comes to a case like this, you know, people want to go for the hardest, most strict charge, but it may not be the one that is most prosecutable, because in the end, if they're found not guilty, then it doesn't really matter what the charge is. This isn't necessarily to do with the not guilty verdict in specific, but one big factor that has plagued this trial for obvious reasons is the concept of race. Racism potentially being a factor, not necessarily within the trial, but obviously of what happened. You know, a white or Hispanic, as George Zimmerman identifies himself, male, you know, shooting a 17-year-old African-American male is very difficult. And when we have precedent like Sean Bell, Amadou Diallo, obviously Rodney King comes to mind, cases where, again, there were acquittals. And especially with Rodney King, with video evidence, it is very disconcerting, and it's very hard to handle, especially within the African American community. I believe it was the president of the NAACP compared this to Emmett Till, who, if you don't know, was the, I think it was 50 years ago around that time, where, he was, killed for supposedly even looking at a white woman, back in the day. And it's a very difficult thing, because a lot of people, you know, want to, or will say that, oh, times have changed, we're nothing compared to back in the 40s and 50s and even early 1900s. You know, we've changed as a country, and we have a black president, and race isn't an issue anymore. But cases like this make it very difficult to look past race as being a factor. And even if you do mention the faults of the prosecution, or if you do mention kind of the charges and things like that, there will always still be a race factor. There always will be that, especially in a case like this.
And even there's a trial that was being brought up from a year ago, in which a Jacksonville woman was sentenced to 20 years in prison for firing two warning shots at her husband, her abusive husband, in what was argued was also an application of the stand your ground law that exists in Florida. And no one died in this instance, and she received 20 years for trying to protect herself. And so if that wasn't a precedent-setting moment that affected this case, what is? And if you want to bring race into it, she is a black woman who was sentenced in this case. And so bringing race into this is inevitable.
Exactly. Now, looking forward, because of an outcry that has happened, the NAACP set up a petition on their website, and it also was circulated through MoveOn.org, petitioning the government, which they successfully did, to bring on for the Justice Department to open a civil rights case against George Zimmerman for the shooting. But it's not going to be an easy road, even if they do. The positives, or I guess the good news, is that this is being brought, because, and in the past, especially for cases like Rodney King, it has, in some ways gotten, for instance, in Rodney King, all four police officers that were charged for the beating were acquitted of their crimes. Yet in the civil charges, two of the four were, found guilty and, were actually sentenced to prison. So, what this does, civil rights charges help in some manner to see justice being served, but there is an issue. It becomes very difficult. I'm quoting this from the Washington Post. The Justice Department would face significant challenges in bringing a federal civil rights case against Mr. Zimmerman, said Alan Weingard, the former U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of New York. Quote, there are several factual and legal hurdles that federal prosecutors would have to overcome. They'd have to show not only that the attack was unjustified, but that Mr. Zimmerman attacked Mr. Martin because of his race and because he was using a public facility, the street. So it does become, it is very difficult to kind of be brought up on these charges because there is, again, a high burden of proof and requirement that has to be shown by the state that George Zimmerman acted in a way that hurt or prevented Trayvon Martin from his civil rights, and done in a manner because it was of his race, and done through public facility. So, like, in this case, it would be the street. Excuse me. So that obviously is a new development, and that the Justice Department has said that they are going to start looking at those options. But until then, we don't really know. All we do know is George Zimmerman is off. His leg monitor was taken off. His GPS was taken off. And he's a free man at the moment. But even that being said, there have been a lot of protests in Sanford that have happened, and actually all across the United States. Los Angeles has gotten in the news as well, especially because there have been protests on the LA freeway that have caused some, you know, traffic and blockage and whatnot. And it's a very big case. You know, Jesse Jackson and many other members, leaders in the African American community, have spoken out about their disgust and viewing this as an atrocity. So it's something that is a big issue, and I don't think it'll, I don't think this is the end of it. I think we'll see more within the coming weeks and months, but definitely something that has definitely shaped the dialogue on gun rights, availability, and race.
Yes, and as we get to our next segment, we will take you out with a bit of music, and we will see you on the other side.
What you gonna do? Go and give the boy a gun. Now there ain't no place to run to. Ain't no place to run. When he hold it in his hand, he feel mighty, he feel strong. Now there ain't no place to run to. Ain't no place to run. One day he may come back, be best for what we've done. Then where you gonna run to? We're gonna run. one fine day. All our problems will be solved. Bang, 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 we shoot him down. Give him drugs and give him candy, anything, oh, to make him think he's happy, and he won't ever come for us. Won't ever come, but if he does, and if there's no one else around, bang, 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 we shoot him down. If he preys only on his neighbors, brothers, sisters, and friends, we'll consider it a favor. We'll consider justice done. But if he comes for you or me, and we can place a gun in his hand, bang, 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 we shoot him dead. Go and do, go and give the boy a gun. Now there ain't no place to run to, ain't no place to run. Now we'll all be at his mercy. He decides to hunt us down, 'cause there ain't no place to run to, ain't no place to run. He wants a chance that you took from him, oh, and nothing that you own, then there'll be no place to run to, there'll be no place to run. And if he finds himself to be a reflection of us all, bang, 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 he'll shoot us down. You can raise your eyes to read the writing on the wall. Bang, 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 it's you down. Before you can bridge the gulf between and embrace him in your arms, bang, 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 it's you down.
All right, what did we just hear?
Tracy Chapman's Bang, Bang, Bang.
All right, and we are now going to get into some social activities.
Some social activities, some fun times.
Not in the studio.
Darn!
But we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I kind of, this is the, things like these are why I really want a video camera so that we could maybe vlog our show so they can see our shenanigans.
Or a video podcast.
Vodcast.
There we go.
But yes. So we have many things on the social aspect to talk about. I think, right?
Yeah.
I think you should start first because I find yours quite interesting, actually.
Okay. You ever heard of meetup.com?
No, but I'm going on the internet right
awesome.
Now. Meetup.com.
If only people could watch you typing now.
Darn. But I see. I like the design so far. People are wearing bicycle helmets on the front page on top of a canyon. So it seems like it's quite fun.
So it's like a bike mountain climbing. Not in Florida.
Not in Florida. This is the Lakewood Beginner Intermediate Mountain Biking, or LMB meetup.
Where's that?
I'm going to find out. It is in Lakewood.
Okay.
But it does not say where. Oh, yes, Denver, Colorado.
Okay. Well,
which makes sense.
You can search for your local area. And what Meetup provides as a service is it allows you to find different groups of people who are having activities based on different interest groups. For example, we have the Central Florida Kickball Meetup. We have the Classical Music Lovers of Central Florida. Outdoor Adventure and Recreation in Central Florida. The Orlando Jazz Meetup Group. The Downtown Orlando Social. And the list goes on. There's volleyball, there's running, there's tennis. Those last three are ones that I got involved in over the past week or so. And it's a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
You can...
I'm looking at the club. Well, no, okay. I will explain why I'm laughing. There's this organization called Paddleboard Orlando, and it has these adorable, like, I want to look by the picture, older people with, like, hats and, like, laying on the pool and lounging. I'm like, oh, you're older, and yet you're having fun. I'm sorry, go on.
Not mutually exclusive, folks.
Not mutually, I know, I'm not trying to be ageist to all the older individuals out there.
Right. Old people still know how to have fun.
Like girls.
Yeah.
Because they want to have fun.
Well, they, yes. But you don't have to wait until you're older to have
fun.
No,
or be a woman.
No.
You can have fun either way.
Yeah. So, really this allows you to meet up with people who you may not know currently, but you share an interest. Some of these are stratified pretty well in the sense that you can get in on some volleyball and join. Maybe this day it's intermediate and up volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this day it's beginners. Same goes for tennis. They provide a rating scale. And you can jump in on the days where you feel like you're going to have an equal competition versus just going out to a group and perhaps being the worst or the best.
Or the best.
Either way, it's not a great scenario unless you like dominating against ill-fitting competition.
I also want to say that it's very eclectic. There are so many things you can do. Like, it's not just sportsy, folks. I mean, there are, like, social clubs, wine lovers, Orlando area Christian singles, if you're a Christian single.
And you're not on Christian
Mingle. If you're a Florida atheist critical thinker or skeptic, which is a fact, is an organization, there's Narcosis Anonymous. They're just a whole cattle cave of just groups that meet up, like
cavalcade. Yeah,
did I say what is it? Cattlecade.
I don't know.
Okay, cavalcade. There's many an eclectic bunch, a wonderful multitude of just very interesting organizations and whatnot that you can be a part of. And if you want to meet people who are like-minded and or like sported, Dad, I think this is a great site for you, especially if you have issues trying to make friends.
Yeah. Maybe there's a making friends group.
I would not be surprised. I think I'd like to be a part of that group. Because I'd like to make friends.
In my first searches of this site, I hadn't gone out to one of these events until about a couple weeks ago. But
what was your first meetup? What was your first event?
First one was a running group. I didn't actually find them. It was around Lake Eola, and I got there a little late. So there were a lot of people running around the lake, so I just started running around the lake. But
okay.
I didn't know exactly who was in the crew.
Okay.
And then their specific dealy was then they would go to Panera afterwards.
Nice.
So,
that's pretty legit.
Yeah. So the first one in which I attended and met the people up whom I intended... was a volleyball group that was down past Orange and Michigan, south downtown, at a really great park, Holden Park, Cypress Grove something or other park.
Okay.
Really cool. There was pretty sure there's some equestrian action that goes on there. But big green fields.
Equestrian.
There was these two sand courts out there, and that was a good time. I guesstimated I was intermediate and up.
Okay, and were you actually intermediate and up?
Intermediate and wavering around intermediate.
Okay, I feel you.
So,
but no judgment, right? They didn't like judge you too harshly.
Not too harshly.
Okay.
There were some people calling out like, don't hit the second shot. The setter hits the second shot. So like,
that was a little.
Oh, it wasn't harsh. I didn't know that they were playing that strictly.
Okay, I get it though. But overall, you had a good time?
Yeah. And then I went back to that group on this past Saturday. And then so the same guy, the ball was coming over the net and I was the setter at this point. And so it went sort of to the middle of the court. We're playing 5-on-5, so there's like a little bit of an area in the center where everyone was sort of out on the edges.
Okay.
And so I was facing everyone, and the ball goes over and hits in the center of the court. And the guy's like, why didn't you get it? And I was like, I'm the setter, bro. I hit the second shot. And he's like, you're looking at it. I was like, so? I was like, what was I going to do, bicycle kick it? Because I was like facing away from the net and all this.
Oh darn! Well, but, I mean, you know, but you tried, and I think that you the fact you keep going back, that's what's important.
Yeah, and then a tennis one as well on Saturday, which was fun, which was probably more of an equal playing field where I should have found myself. but all's in the fun.
Mm-hmm.
So to speak.
Well, that's awesome. And I've been looking at this website on and off while you've been talking, and there's just a lot of, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, there's especially a lot of these more developed organizations that have like, you know, big high numbers, like 100 people or whatever.
Yeah.
it's really cool. They have like very well established groups, and you can kind of just come and they seem friendly, except if you play volleyball, I guess, because some people, they just get really strict about their volleyball, but I don't know. I might join this FACTS organization,
Facts.
Florida Atheists, Critical Thinkers and Skeptics. They have a karaoke night, so I might go.
Okay.
Hey, I'm down with the karaoke.
Are you going to sing What If God Was One of Us?
Oh my God. Thank you. Yes, I want to sing that song, and then they just look at me like, you're not one of us. Leave. So I think if you are interested in meeting new people, making new friends, sharing your interest and or hobby with others in your community, you know where to go, www.meetup.com.
That's right. And when I first started looking, just another anecdote
for
the road, I was looking for running groups, since that was my primary sporting passion at the time. And I was saddened to find that there were fewer running groups than there were men's nude yoga groups. There are more of those groups than running groups on Meetup. And I think that they just got the wrong definition of Meetup.
I think they meant hookup. No. Wait. So, like, did you like? Do they just like meet up naked, or
well,
like do they maybe sauna? They could do saunas together, and that's totally fine.
Well, it's yoga. They probably go to a that was the
Bikram yoga, probably hot yoga.
Yeah, hot. All right.
Hot Toyota. Hot. that was an old commercial from back in the day, and
based on the. Feeling hot.
I'm feeling hot.
Yeah, you could just went with that.
I know, but I wanted to give the kids
promotion.
Give them a Toyota.
They're not sponsoring us.
They're not sponsoring us, but if you would like to, you can email us at...
No.
I would love a car. Anyways, but no, that is very cool. So again, you know, if you want to meet people up, do it. Let's meet up. Let's talk. Let's hash it out. And hey, maybe one of these days me and Greg will create a meetup and you can meet the faces behind the voices.
Perhaps.
That is Sands Per Hour.
All right, we're going to play some more music.
Yeah, we are.
And so this is going to be Paul Simon.
Ooh.
You can call me Al.
I love that song.
Yes.
Let's do it.
walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Just a beer melon, beer melon. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call.
Back on the Saints Per Hour. Just past the halfway mark. We'll be on until 10 o'clock in the a.m.
Yeah, we're going to keep it popping until then.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
So that was Paul Simon with You Can Call Me Al.
And Greg, you can call me Amir.
Okay. When Paul Simon was here on campus doing a Q&A with Billy Collins. You heard about that?
I heard about that. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I did. Actually, no, I did.
Were you here?
I heard about it. I wasn't here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, he explained where that song title came from.
And where did it come from?
He was, like, having a party, and some guy came in who he didn't know, and, you know, they're talking, whatever. Eventually the guy leaves, and he's like, bye, Al. He thought his name was Al. Like, he didn't know who he was,
and he didn't catch
his name either.
And then he went on and wrote probably one of Paul Simon's biggest solo hits.
Arguably. No, it probably was.
Yeah. True.
So what else has been going on lately?
Well, I actually went to go see Kathy Griffin live Friday at the Bob Carr.
Live and in person?
Live and in person.
Wow.
It was quite fun. It was my second time seeing her. I had seen her live about 2 years ago at the Bob Carr as well. And I have followed Kathy Griffin's career ever since I was a youngin', actually, about my teenage years, the last, you know, 7-8 years. She's one of my favorite comedians.
Comedians,
if you will. I just think her stuff is funny. For me, everybody has their little guilty pleasure, and for me, it's pop culture, gossip. You know, I am very involved with the national news and international politics and whatnot.
Yeah.
It kind of comes with the major, but I also enjoy indulging in celebrity gossip as well. I feel like, you know what, I'm such a good boy, and I read, you know, USA Today, or I watch, you know, CNN. I think I'm allowed to enjoy just half an hour of E! News.
Sugary treat.
Exactly. So for me, Kathy Griffin's, if you don't know her stuff, a lot of it has to do with the LGBT community and lots of pop culture gossip and whatnot. And for me, that's like heaven. You know, I love it. I enjoy it so much. So Friday, her show started at 8 and it ended at 10. It was a nice 2-hour set. And the great thing about Kathy Griffin's stuff is that it has a lot to do. She always tries to make it personal, where she talks about the area and local hangouts and whatnot. And obviously she talked about the George Zimmerman trial and kind of found a way to make not the situation funny, but to kind of make fun of the hubbub and whatnot that has kind of come out of it. And it was very, you know, I think that is the true markings of a really good comedian, who can kind of take a situation like that and kind of, you know, make people feel good and kind of take them out of this, their emotions at the time. Obviously it was the day right before the verdict came out, but it's still very, she was just very good. And she talked about a lot of other things, obviously celebrities like Northwest, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's new baby.
Is that officially
the name?
That
is officially the title. Yes, that is officially the child's name.
I didn't know that.
That goes on the lines of Pilot Inspector, Apple,
Blue
Hazel,
Ivy.
Did
they outdo Jay-Z?
I think so. Because it's one thing to name your child a color, it's another to name them a direction.
Will he be in One Direction? Is he trying to outdo One Direction?
He's trying to outdo One Do.
But the name is Two Directions. So he did outdo them.
Yes.
Two Directions.
Oh, snap. Greg. Greg, you've uncovered the plot of Kanye. Kanye and Kimye. Kimye, as they call themselves.
Yeah.
The combined. Yeah, people.
Do they call
people,
themselves it?
Oh, that's what the media calls them. Okay. Well, it's like Kimye, like Bennifer.
I call myself. Go on.
It's like Brangelina and Bennifer. We have
sure.
Kimye.
Yeah. What would be the reverse? Kanyum.
Nobody wants to be. That sounds a little too. No.
I don't know.
I don't think Kimye. I think Kimye works better than Kanyum.
Well, they'll just be the progenitors of Northwest.
Yes. That's who. That's all they're ever going to be good for when that child gets older and becomes an astrophysicist.
Well, he's got that new album.
Yeezus.
You heard it?
With a Y. No, because I heard it was bad.
It's good.
Really? I heard from a lot of people it wasn't good. I mean, like, compared to, like, Jay-Z's new album.
I haven't heard any of that. Have you?
Not, I mean, like, the stuff I can get on, like, online or whatever. I haven't bought either album.
Right.
I haven't bought music online in years. Wink, wink. but no, I don't commit felonies. It's fine.
No.
No, I never would commit a felony. But no, it's an interesting. I think. But kind of going back to the crux of the conversation, it was just a lot of the crux, the beginning,
yeah,
most part. Yes, I
was
know
just
my
saying like, was there one?
Yes, but there was. It was Kathy Griffin. It was a really fun show. I actually met up with one of my friends at the time beforehand, and we went to a local hole in the wall. We went to Fratelli's. It's an Italian place next to the Bob Car. It's across the street from the Bob Car, and it was just fun. It was really. It's one of those things where it's amazing Friday night to just have. You know, you go out to dinner ahead of time, you talk, you catch up with somebody or a friend, and then you go and you spend 2 hours just kind of laughing your butt off with just, you know, it's funny and really just enjoyable humor where it's just like, you know what, yes, I want to laugh at the Real Housewives of New Jersey or the ridiculousness that is Amanda Bynes at the moment, which is quite ridiculous. So it was fun. I think it was just something that you can know people need. People need, especially in the world we are today, just one day of escape, one night of escape. And I had a blast. I thought it was really funny, really enjoyable. And definitely when she comes, hopefully again in another year or 2 years from now, I will definitely be there.
Now he's just advertising a nice night out.
Yes, I am. Like meetup.
Yeah.
Or just
strangers or with friends.
Just meet up. Just get out of your home. But make sure you're listening to us. So I would suggest bringing a boombox and or hand radio.
You can download our podcast. I don't know if we've mentioned that in a while.
Yes, you can go on the Sansper website. We actually have most of the shows up there.
Yeah. If you go to the media tab, which is all the way on the right, mm-hmm. to drop down, you could click podcasts, find our latest adventures,
shenanigans,
radio,
and you know, you go there, you can listen to us. Obviously, also you can listen to us on the app TuneIn. Let me go and check
TuneIn.
TuneIn, yes. WPRK is a radio station that is used. TuneIn Radio. So if you have an iPod or iPhone, you get TuneIn Radio. You can listen to our show and all the other amazing WPRK programming whenever you want on your phone. So I would suggest you do so you never miss a moment of me and Greg.
That's right. Or any other WPRK program.
Which we have quite a few.
There are quite a many few. And our next segment is movies.
Movies! Yes! So what movies have you been up to watching, Greg?
Let's see. Oh, this one doesn't, it isn't relevant in like a recent sense, but
what?
I saw A Separation. Did you see that yet, since I told you to watch it?
I have not seen it yet. I know I'm horrible. I want to see it. I'm probably going to see if it's online tonight and probably watch it, because, you know, usually stuff like that is. But, I am somewhat disappointed, because it's actually a movie from my ancestral home, my ancestral country, and it won the Oscar for Best Foreign Film last year. Iran, woot woot. So, Greg, for those who haven't seen it, can you give us a spoiler-free synopsis, or maybe what is it about?
Well, it probably could have won Best Picture, too.
Probably
it should have.
It's
got like the best, or like tied for the best Rotten Tomato score or something like that.
Yeah, it was really amazing. Like, it's really high, well praised online. It's just in general, you know, the critics really love this movie.
Right. And so it's about a husband and wife who are not getting divorced, but trying out being separated. And just what happens, just there's little things that affect their lives that are the cause of them being separated. The wife, and this is explored in the first 5 minutes, the wife wants to take her daughter out of the country, and the husband doesn't want that to happen. And so since he has a voice in whether or not they get divorced, he says they will not get divorced. And so they don't. And so they have to explore sort of other ways in which their relationship can evolve, I guess.
And to give a perspective on Greg, what Greg's talking about, of being like the highest tomato meter, on the Rotten Tomatoes tomato meter, it has a 99%.
Pretty high.
Comparatively, Grown Ups 2 is 7%.
Pretty low.
So you can see the difference is quite massive. And that has Adam Sandler and Kevin James and Chris Rock and David Spade in it. And this has not the same Hollywood, well-known Hollywood characters that you've come to know and love. Some have detested because the movies haven't been so good. But I digress, folks. I digress. I think what we're trying to say is, if you want to see a very interesting, well-received foreign film, definitely check out A Separation. I recently saw again, 2 days ago, I saw The Heat.
Oh, yeah?
Sandra Bullock, Melissa McCarthy. And it was funny. Really funny. Even a second time. It was just quite enjoyable. The movie, if you don't know, it is about Sandra Bullock's character is an FBI agent who has been tasked to go to Boston to work a crime, a case trying to find this killer who obviously has been doing bad things, and she is tasked to work with Melissa McCarthy's character, who is local, Boston PD, and the whole shtick is that Sandra Bullock is very difficult to work with, and she's kind of, this like straight-laced, cop who, wears pantsuits and isn't as like crazy and out there, and then Melissa McCarthy is a foil who is like a little bit crazy and a little bit zany, and they kind of come together and they make this really good odd couple-esque team.
It's a buddy cop film.
It's a good buddy cop film,
Yeah.
I never really understood. I only recently have I heard the what is it called? The stereotype that women aren't funny. I never thought that. Some of my favorite comedians were women, Kathy Griffin growing up and
Roseanne,
so for me, I never understood that stereotype because I just always thought all people are funny, especially women. And, if you are of that mindset that women aren't funny, first of all, you're ridiculous. A. B. Second of all, if there is a movie, if there are two movies, I will amend that, that will change your mindset. One of them is Bridesmaids, which is really good. And the second of all is this one. This is a just very funny and ridiculous movie. It, if you enjoy your nostalgia from the 80s, oh my God, what is his name? From Back to the Future.
Biff?
Biff, yes, thank you. Biff is there. He's actually
Tom something.
Yes, he is the police chief.
Tom Wilson.
Yes, from Melissa McCarthy's character. He's the police chief of the Boston PD, and he's just funny. That's always, for me, I always love seeing people from back in the day kind of be brought back.
From Back to the Future.
Be brought, exactly. Hey-o, what you know? So it's definitely just really funny movie, solid movie. If you want a good laugh and something that you aren't going to feel guilty about spending $11 at or whatever it may be. Now, I don't even know what the movie tickets are, such as Grown Ups 2. Go and definitely check out. I would check out The Heat.
Which both of those movies you mentioned, The Heat and Bridesmaids, directed by Paul Feig.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that of Freaks and
Geeks.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Directing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm kind of disappointed they aren't making a sequel to Bridesmaids, but the person seems to have a lot of he knows what to do.
But speaking of the grown-ups again for one second,
okay.
Go for it. I heard this mentioned a couple days ago. What happened to Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider's actually, that's very interesting.
I even just IMDb'd to make sure that he.
He wasn't in it. Supposedly, there were two main factors that kind of brought to it. One of them was
I'm
that
glad you have the backstory.
I do have the backstory because I was very interested because again, pop culture is my thing. It's my guilty pleasure. So supposedly Rob Schneider decided to bow out of the film for two reasons. One of them was, supposedly he was supposed to film the pilot of his show, Rob. It was supposed to be CBS, like a CBS comedy.
I thought that was a couple of years ago.
Well, it was like 2 years ago, like a year or two ago, but that's like when they were filming, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that obviously wasn't a thing. That didn't end up coming to fruition. And two, the more, I think the reason that more people are leaning towards, is money and just having to do with just not being able to come to a reasonable amount of money. And supposedly Rob Schneider hasn't been in the last few, Adam Sandler films, because you know he usually makes his like yeah. "You can do it" cameo.
Yeah,
and so it's very interesting to see that. Supposedly, so instead of Rob Schneider, they put Nick Swardson of Comedy Central fame, you know, having his own TV show, Pretend Time with Nick Swardson, and his comedy specials, and I mean a lot of other people are there. Shaquille O'Neal's in it,
and many more.
Many more.
Salma Hayek is the wife.
Salma Hayek is the wife. Kevin James, David Spade. Like there are a lot of well-known people in the film. There's some Disney actors in there from back in the day and
current. All right, I'm gonna throw the pink shoe on this segment. I think we're done talking about grown-ups.
Okay, throw the pink shoe. I was answering the questions. People wanted to know.
Your informativeness was very impressive.
Yes.
Okay, other movies.
Despicable Me 2.
Oh yeah, was that
I
good?
Saw that one. That one was very cute. And yeah, I mean that one was a good movie to see, especially if you like the first one. I personally think the first one's better, but it's still a cute movie to bring to the kids. If you have kids, if you want to get them to not talk and be crazy. Take them to a movie.
That's guaranteed, though.
Hey, that's what happened when I was a kid. Going to the movies was the stuff. That was the stuff. So I would suggest if you want to take the kids to a movie that they're actually going to enjoy, go see Despicable Me 2. How about you, Greg?
You see the Much Ado About Nothing?
I didn't see that. How is that? How did you finally see it?
Yeah, I finally saw it. It was good.
Was it good? Good.
Yeah. People have been saying that like the new setting sort of is anachronistic with the language, doesn't match up, but I think it works. I think the black and white helps.
Yeah, for sure.
To antiquify it, but I don't think that's the main.
No, I get you.
Problem.
I mean, they did it with The Artist, and they got a few Oscar noms.
Right. Well, they didn't speak Shakespearean English.
I know, but I was going with the black and white. But okay, thanks, Greg. Whatever.
Right. Well, if we put another recent black and white movie into
it also didn't have John Goodman in it. Oh,
very true. But Francis Ha is also a very good black and white picture of recent note. Noah Baumbach film.
Okay.
And so, Much Ado. There was one thing that was not evident that was in the trailer. Ooh. Was there was like spot color in the trailer.
And there wasn't any of that in the...
No color.
Darn. Which we hadn't even talked about this. So it's like, oh, spot color. Like, is it like to highlight something important? And like, is it like going to be... And no, none of that. So we can't even do any like interesting movie.
I would have done some close readings of where and when that color showed its colorful head.
Exactly.
But no.
Oh, well. You can't, I mean, but it's good. I'm glad that the movie turned out really well, and, you know, again, what we talked about.
It started a little slow, but I think he really utilized what he could in making it more approachable. You know, and in a film, you have the language already set up, you have the script, so what you can do in terms of the actors' movements, which are comedic at certain times... And also, of course, the settings and the juxtapositions of the scenes, mise-en-scène, all those terms.
Okay.
Which is, you know, the figuring of objects in the frame.
Okay. I thought you, I thought, is that a weird way of saying mezzanine or no?
It's, no.
It's, okay.
It's a French phrase.
Okay.
It's three words. Mise en scène. Scène like scene. I think that's it. That's the,
No, that's the, are you sure? I don't have to throw a pink shoe or a red.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't mean that for the segment.
I'm joking.
But, other than that, I feel like I had something else in my brain. What else do you have on the film front?
I'm actually there. I mean, there are movies that I'm interested in seeing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually interested in seeing the Aubrey Plaza film, The To-Do List.
I haven't seen anything about that.
Yeah, it's Aubrey Plaza's character is, it's like a kind of coming of age story.
Buildings Roman.
Yes, but it's like post, so she just graduated high school and she has this list about, conquests of a sort that she wants to accomplish, before she gets to college because she wants to be more, you know, experienced. In certain facets. So it's very interesting. It's a raunchy, comedy. It has a lot of, it is like Donald Glover was in the trailer and whatnot. And, Rachel Bilson is in it. And also the woman, I can't remember her name, but she plays Maybe in, Arrested Development. She's in it. So a lot of like really funny characters, like people who I find again funny, that are going to be in it. And I always enjoy like, a well done, mind you, but funny, raunchy summer film. So that's something I'm looking forward to. Also,
when's
the new
that
Wolverine.
Happening?
Is happening, I believe, in a week. Not this coming week, but it's next week. So yeah. And then also, there's the new Wolverine movie, which hopefully will be amazing as well. I saw the trailer, when I was seeing The Heat. And it looks really interesting. It looks really cool. But especially after the last Wolverine film, it wasn't as crazy amazing. It wasn't as awesome as we hoped and expected, but, I don't know. Hopefully it turns out really well. I think I'm going to kind of come into it with that blind hope that it's like, no, it's going to be awesome and it's going to be fun and it's going to be hilarious and, I think the final recent movie that actually just came out, to kind of, bring things full circle is the new, Fruitvale Station, which just came out a few days ago, which talks about the last day and Oscar Grant's life. Oscar Grant, if you don't know, was an African-American individual who was detained and then killed by the police, after being, taken off of a subway. It was actually famously caught on tape, on video. So it's, that's also something I'm really interested in seeing. And that one's also gotten a lot of really amazing reviews. So those are the three movies that I'm thinking, I'm excited for to come out over the next, few months or have already come out. How about you? Are there any movies, summer movies that you're just like, I can't wait to see?
Not really. I don't really know what's coming out. But when they do, we'll discuss them.
We will.
We'll watch them.
We'll watch them. We'll discuss them.
When you see A Separation, we'll talk more about that.
Yes, we will.
And we'll see you next time on the...
Sense for Hour. My name is Amir Sade.
And I'm Greg Golden.
Have a wonderful day.
Lates.
Hey, guys. Little bit of a spoiler or a little bit of like,
Breaking news.
We actually, right when we went off air, we found out a little... news WPI just released.
The Winter Park Institute.
Winter Park Institute, if you don't know, they just released the next speaker who will be coming for the season. It'll be January 23rd, 2014. And the speaker will be Sharon Robinson, author, educator, and daughter of legendary Major League Baseball player Jackie Robinson. And she will be discussing the legacy of her father's values in sports and in life. As we previously mentioned, we did talk about Jackie Robinson when the film came out starring Harrison Ford, and I think this will be very interesting, and we'll definitely talk more about it next week, but we just wanted to let you guys know when we found out. So thank you guys so much again. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week, and we will see you next Monday.